and Ali Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
All right. Ali just rolled in. A little upset right now. I got a Hollywood Dirt planned, so don't worry. All right. I got one ready to go, locked and loaded. Are you ready for this? What's that? Oh, I know she can't hear me right now. I planned this out for you. I was like, Allie's running late this morning, I'm sure.
But do you know why I'm late?
Why are you late?
Did you see on Instagram?
I know. I didn't look at Instagram. I've been preparing for our radio program.
I'm sorry. I didn't expect a whole gift presentation from my nanny and her baby this morning.
Oh, she had a gift presentation?
Oh, she did. And, and then I felt bad and I didn't want to leave because she bought me a new Keurig.
Did she really?
She bought me a new Keurig. I'm so excited.
Because she
I don't even care that I'm late. I'm so happy.
Dude, your kids probably tipped her off on that.
No, I did. Because I complained about how old mine is all the time.
Oh, yeah, you didn't sit on the air, too.
It's gigantic. It's from when I was married.
Oh,
10 years old.
You had a Keurig for 10 years?
And she said, this is stupid.
That's a testimonial to Keurig.
And then she said, but you know, it's for me, too, because I drink coffee at your house.
Did you ever clean it?
No.
You need a new one. Yeah.
Didn't clean it of the coffee grounds or the bad energy it contained. But anyway, did you have a dirt or did you want me to go?
Yeah, okay, I do. Yeah, hold on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
I figure you're going to be gone for the rest of the year after today, so I should get prepared and learn how to do the dirt by myself like a big boy.
Fine. See you next year. You know what? Practice all day. I'll take the day off.
Do you remember when they demolished the Bradley Center?
Yes.
Like how sad that was?
Yes.
Have you ever been around the demolition of any building?
I mean, not like all the time.
Right, but have you seen them on TV before?
There
you
go, yeah.
So they're auctioning off the chance to demolish a celebrity's building. And that person is Donald Trump. One of his old Atlantic City hotels.
Wait. So somebody's going to pay to demolish his old hotel?
Yep, and it's all for charity, Allie. This hotel.
Is this like in Back to the Future when Biff went down in the second one? He had the big hotel.
Yeah.
And then somebody came and saved it? That's
so he
hysterical.
Opened the casino in 1984. It closed in 2014, and it's just been like abandoned. If you've ever been to Atlantic City before, Atlantic City's a dump. Let's just be honest.
It's a cheap Vegas.
Not even a cheap Vegas.
But hold on. Have you been in the... When's the last time you went? Let's be fair.
Mine, probably 2000s.
That's what
early
I'm saying.
2000s.
It was 20 years ago last time we were there. We really don't have an opinion on this. Go on.
Fair, but this is an auction to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club of Atlantic City, which is a good cause.
Even better.
So for whoever goes to the highest bidder, they get to go through the process of demolishing it, like operating the crane. And that would be so cool to do that to a building. I would have always wanted to do that.
Especially if you don't like the owner.
Right?
There's a lot of people. There's 75 million people that don't like the owner, we found out.
What if you could do that with your landlord, if your previous building? Like, you hated it. Everybody doesn't get along with the landlord.
The problem is there's still 75 million that do like the owner.
The problem is that, yes.
So demolishing it is going to be interesting.
So you can bid on this thing. I thought it was funny that somebody was auctioning that off for charity.
It is ironic.
So there you go. There's your Hollywood Dirt.
Thanks.
From me. You're
good
welcome.
Job.
You can have a high and a low. You got to have both, though.
Yeah.
103.7 KISS FM for 2020.
You can't just have highs.
You can't just have lows.
You can't be high all the time. No. You got to have some lows, too.
You can't be just bummed all the time, either. You got to have a healthy balance of both.
So
what would yours be? You said them last week on the air.
I
wasn't here.
You weren't here. I said that my high was refinancing my house.
Yeah.
Because that has, like, the biggest effect on me this year because it saved me hundreds of dollars a month on my mortgage, which I said on the air, it's not an ad, but it should be.
Yeah.
So it literally changed me and my kids' lives. Things that I have had to tighten money on, maybe I can have more savings or maybe we can do other stuff. You know, it just is what it is. So that was a high
because
that changed my life and it will for a long time.
And my
children's life.
Yeah.
The low
is
COVID. And everyone, the way everyone is with it. I'm sad. It's really like been a screwed up weird time.
It really
has. You know what I mean? It's kind of depressing. But I could also say my mental health is the low because, you know, I regressed this year. I had to go back on meds. I'm open about that with my depression. You know, that was tough. So that could be a low too. But I don't see that as a low because I knew I needed it.
Yeah.
The low would be not getting the help.
You turned your negative into a positive. Look at you.
I know. Who am I? It's because I'm going on vacation after today. I'm in a good mood.
True.
The high is that I knew well enough to go to my therapist and say, something isn't right.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's a high, a low, and an in between.
Yeah. As long as you're on the low a little bit, I'll start with my low.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should have started with my low. I would start with the high first. Go
mine on. Was COVID related, but mine was when we lost all of our people here in April, like Gibbons and J-Math,
well,
that were both here. But that was my low this year, was losing.
That's COVID.
And everybody losing their job.
Like, that's a part of it. Like, when I say COVID, I feel like job loss, people
it's
not
just,
caring,
just
what everything,
all encompassing.
It all goes together.
Yeah, that was, but it was specifically that, because I was like, oh, it just sucks. And then you saw everybody losing jobs and restaurants closing and everything. It was just terrible. That was the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
My high, personal high, was getting my skydiving instructor license.
I forgot you did that.
Which I wanted to learn how to jump out of an airplane. Susan's on the phone. We're going to talk to Susan in a second. She's got her highs and lows.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. But I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn how to take someone else out of an airplane, because people like to do the tandem skydiving.
Right.
And I watched people doing it, and I was like, I could do that.
And you knew you were going to get paid.
And I did get paid. So I took that up, and I was able to take my first legit customer. I wanted to be somebody that I knew very well, and it was able to be my wife. And that was like my high of the year.
Okay.
So I get to work towards something, because it was like an education type thing.
Yeah, you got a new thing. You did something new.
Did the thing.
And
I got the certificate for the thing.
And you got money. And
yes.
You took my best friend skydiving when she came to town.
I did. I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
I forgot about that she even came to visit, too.
Oh, my God. That's
it's
right.
It's been that long.
Yes.
She
so that
came
was,
in like September.
But that was my high. And now I can take anybody on a skydive. Like, I'm licensed to do that, which not a lot of people can do.
No,
that was my high.
Dude, nobody is licensed to skydive. Who? What that? Nobody.
Very few people.
You're the first person I ever met. And I only know other people now because I met them through you.
Well, your highs and your lows of 2020, you have to have one of each. 414-799-1037. Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Susan's a firecracker.
She is.
She is. Because I told her you can't swear, and she laughed. She went,
she sounds great then.
Yeah. What up, Susan? So what were your highs and lows of 2020? You have to have both. Go.
Yep, I have both. My lows, unfortunately, were pretty low. I lost my dog that was 13 years old at the end of June.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And helped him pass. But he had an awesome life prior to that.
Yeah, 14 years.
7 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all the COVID-related stuff, I ended up having, and you guys were helping me through this a lot. I ended up having a really bad anxiety attack to the point where I, for the first time in my life, went on medication to help deal with it.
Good for you. Good for you.
So, go, girl.
And I mean, you guys were awesome with
Can I ask you something?
Stigma.
A lot of people talk about taking the initiative and going on it, but we don't talk about what happens after. Did it help?
Oh, absolutely.
Helped
and
a lot, didn't it?
Yeah.
Thankful with the fact that, I went to my primary physician, because I've been seeing him since I was 7 years old and I'm 50.
So he knows you very well.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And I was able to actually take the lowest doses of everything and even smaller doses on some of the stuff.
Sometimes,
and I'm in the process,
look at you
I'm
go.
Just now getting to the point where the one medication I take maybe once every 3 weeks now. And that's kind of like the emergency.
So basically, you've been learning coping skills and you've been needing your anxiety medicine less. Am I reading this right?
Yeah. Well, and I actually,
that's amazing.
I've been dealing with anxiety since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But it got, with all the COVID stuff, it got to the point where all my coping mechanisms were taken away from me.
Mm-hmm.
After I lost my dog, too.
Yeah.
So on the high end, I paid off my car earlier this year, right
there you
before
go.
All COVID starts.
Nice.
You're on a roll, girl.
I paid off 2 credit cards. I paid off my shower that I've been
Listen, I love this, Susan, but we only needed one. I mean, this is amazing. Like,
Susan's
I'm super
almost
happy for you, but she's like, and then I got new credit, and then I got a new card, and then I got a...
Susan, you're an inspiration to a lot of people right now. Look at you.
And can we just focus on... Can we just focus?
My house.
She's still going.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, I can't hear. She's
amazing.
And you
guys encouraged me to check into refinancing my house, too. So
damn!
Oh, my God, Susan.
I'm process of going of finishing all that up.
I wish we were paying Susan to say all these things, because I'm like, wow, you're talking about mental health in a positive way. Are you sought out help? You were afraid to take medication, but you took it and it worked.
Yes.
You've refinanced because of us. We love you, Susan.
I love it.
You guys, I listen to you every morning. So.
Aw, thank you. Somebody doesn't think we're annoying.
I know. Well, she didn't say that yet. She hasn't gotten that far.
She just said she listens.
She just said she listens. She didn't say anything beyond that.
Susan, you have a great day. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're the same as me. So.
She's a riot.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, what do you think of when you think of John Mulaney? Is there a movie or a show, or what do you think of?
I think of Saturday Night Live because he was a writer for SNL. I think
Same.
Of his stand-up specials, The
Same.
Comeback Kid. John Mulaney is one of my favorite comedians of all time.
He
because
is?
John Mulaney and I are both Catholic. John and Mulaney and I were both made fun of for being Asian when we were younger because we both have small eyes.
But only he's hot.
Right?
No, I'm sorry, Riggs.
John Mulaney and I both married a Jewish woman, so we have a lot in common.
We're both married. 6 feet tall?
I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm 5'11".
Just lie
I promise you.
Why don't you just lie like all the guys on Tinder
do? Every single time I go to the doctor and I get measured, I go 5'11". And she goes, well, you're almost 6 feet. I go, no, I'm 5'11 and like three quarters.
No.
So, yes.
Every
so,
guy
I love John Mulaney.
About his height, I'm telling you. Well, John Mulaney checked himself back into rehab.
Yeah.
He has been sober for a long time, but he checked back in this year to deal with cocaine and alcohol abuse, and I love how open he's being about it. He is being really open. He said he got clean a long time ago, like 20 years ago, on his own. He said he woke up, he was like 23, he had been drinking like perfume. I mean, he had been drinking anything with alcohol in it. He said he would go on these benders. Finally, he got clean on his own because he woke up and his life was crap.
Yeah.
So he gets clean, but he said it's 2020. Like, people have been regressing. I'm regressing. I'm the first one to admit I need help.
People start coping with negative things like alcohol, drugs.
A lot of us have been self-medicating. I mean, I've had these discussions with friends. My own girlfriend was like, I had to go out more because I was drinking too much at home alone.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hear you, you know? So John Mulaney goes back to rehab, and you know, he's also known for counseling Pete Davidson through his sobriety, because he said one of the things he really wanted to teach Pete Davidson is you don't have to be high to be funny. Because John Mulaney said as a kid, the alcohol is what made him funny. He felt free and he could be himself because he did, you know.
Yeah.
And so that turned into him being a comedian. And then he got to this point where he thought, well, I can't be funny or entertaining without alcohol. But you have to learn how to be if you are.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So I'm just proud of him for saying, I had a relapse. I'm back in. And I'm going back to rehab. So John Mulaney, back in rehab.
Well, good for him for being honest about it.
Yep, I agree.
A lot of people need to do that. Yes.
I agree.
On the way next, I've got something for you up my sleeve.
What is this? I need to know what this is.
It's a stack. It's a very systematically put together gift sequence.
I want to see what it is.
Don't look until 7:27.
It says, do not peek until 7:27.
On this date. Okay, thanks, bye. 727. It means 727, dude. Cold shoulder Tuesdays over there.
Is that what you're going to call it because of my shirt?
Yeah, I just got one of those 80s, like, off-the-shoulder shirts that looks good on you.
Well, it's a big sweatshirt,
it's
and
good.
It's so big I had to hang it off one shoulder, but it's cozy. And
it
I said it to Riggs, I'm freezing over in my
Did
studio.
You see my shirt? You see who's on my shirt?
It's a Jesus!
And Santa.
You
two
have
of
a
them.
Santa and a Jesus
two,
shirt.
Two famous December characters.
Hello, Jesus!
And Jesus and
Hello, Santa.
Santa. And on the shirt, they're sharing a bottle of eggnog.
I see them. So anyway, I was complaining about the temperature in my studio, and Riggs goes, well, maybe you shouldn't be wearing a one-shoulder shirt
That's
with your
right.
cold shoulder.
That's right. On the way next, I'm going to allow you to open up those things that are sitting right in front of you.
Thank goodness, because yours are still sitting in Oak Creek at the distribution center, I learned.
Like a lot of people's gifts
I'm
right
so
now.
I'm so sad. I don't have
right
your
now.
Gift.
It's all right. It's all right.
Do you, you want me to print out what I got you or tell you when I come back?
Both. Both.
Okay.
Yeah, tell your boys earmuffs right now. Earmuffs. Earmuffs for
what?
Your kids.
Oh,
earmuffs,
yeah.
earmuffs for your kids.
I just texted my nanny Ella and said,
thank you.
Riggs told me that you're listening and you're not supposed to be. She was going to stream on our app. I said,
right.
no. Riggs
because,
does. Why do you not want them to hear?
Well, listen, because part of your gift that I got for you, Allie, is for them, because I know of how much your kids mean to you. And I know, and I got a special bond with your boys there, especially Hudson, because Hudson's my little Kiss FM odometer.
Uncle Riggs.
Yeah, 7 years ago when I started working here. So that's like when you had
I
Hudson.
I was pregnant, and I met Riggs in the parking lot at, what's it called on the corner here?
Open Flame.
I met him at Open Flame in the parking lot. It was the middle of the day. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
He was joining the show. I was eight months pregnant and going through a divorce, and I didn't care about anyone.
I was like, and you haven't said any of this on the radio.
Nope.
And I was like, oh my God.
Wait. When I met you, I had not told anyone yet?
You hadn't said anything on the air yet, no. So I knew this giant secret that you were getting divorced and what had happened and the whole story behind it. Or maybe they knew you were getting divorced but didn't know the whole story behind it.
I forgot there was a gap, though, because we got separated at the beginning of July.
And then you sought out
I was on the air for an hour. I was on the air for a month before I said anything.
Yeah, I remember that, so.
Oh my God, but I got help and all that. Yeah, that was a hell of a time. Anyway.
So, boys aren't listening right now.
Should be the end of the story. Okay.
Because the first gifts that you're going to open, the first one is for your kids. So go ahead and start opening that up from the top.
I can open them now?
You can open, but start from the top and go down. So like there's a couple.
Do not peek. I can open this one, but there's a couple pieces of paper right there.
So read them all.
Oh, it says, do not peek until 7:27 on 12/22/2020. Okay, thanks, bye.
Uh-huh.
The next one says, open in order from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Start with the top.
Yes.
Then it says, first one is for Owen and Hudson from the Riggs family.
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So open up that first gift.
All right. So this gift, the first one is for Owen and Hudson.
Yep. That was on top, so go ahead.
Okay. Ah, we're on the air and I got to open them. How do you open gifts? Do you rip them like
this? You just
got
to rip them, man. You just got to rip them. Yes! Now, listen, before you say what this is,
I
applaud your kids being educated, and I love them to explore their imagination, and I love their fascination with this.
I haven't even said what it is yet on the air.
Like, know this, that I love. I just want to educate your kids. Go ahead. What is it?
Can I say what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
Since I threw it and went, damn it, Riggs.
What is it?
It's a Bigfoot research kit.
You're damn right it is.
Are you kidding me right now?
Uh-huh. I'm not kidding you at all.
These kids only think Bigfoot's real because of you.
I know.
And the other day, they were Bigfoot. Yeah. Hunting,
yeah.
And I said, he's not real. And they said, you don't know that.
See? I love it. Love it. Always question authority.
Damn it.
Always question authority.
All right.
So
next one.
Yep. Keep going down.
Okay.
So read the next note.
Wait, it says, now open this empty box.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now open the empty box. Go ahead.
Why? How do
open
I
open from
get
the front?
This?
From the front. There you go.
Put their gift in here.
Yes, now put their gift in there because I want to see their genuine reaction to this. So I gave you gift wrap for their present from us, from the Riggs family.
So it's a box to put their gift in.
Yes.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
So this is for the boys from the Riggs family.
Okay, that was very creative that you gave me the box. You know why?
Why?
Because you know I don't have any boxes.
I know. And I wasn't going to give you a gift bag, but I was like, I'll let Aldi open an empty box.
I'm the mom who's like wrapping and I don't have tape, scissors, or paper.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like convinced I'm going to get it done. Okay.
Now move on to the envelopes. There are four final pieces to this puzzle.
Oh my God, there's so much to this.
These are all
fell off.
Now,
sorry.
Now each member of our family has contributed a gift to you, Allie.
Okay.
The first one.
To Allie from Riggs.
Yes.
Uh-huh. To Allie from Alana.
Uh-huh. The third one's from Samson.
Oh, Samson wrote on it.
Yeah, he can't
That's
write.
So
he doesn't
kind.
Have. He lacks the strength and the opposable thumb. So I don't know what that says, but I think it says to you from him.
Should I open Samson?
Please go ahead and open them.
I don't care. I mean, no offense, but Samson is my boy. So
yeah, go ahead. So what did Samson get you?
Samson, stop it!
What did Samson get you?
Stop it!
What?
Stop it!
Say what it is.
I'm so pissed, right? I'm not pissed. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy.
What do you? Okay, what is it? What did Samson get you?
I'm so happy right now.
Did he spell it wrong?
Samson got me.
What?
$20 to Golden Euros.
Oh my God!
West Dallas. Woo!
Samson must have been listening and know how much you love Euros and how you dedicated an entire segment of our show to the Golden Euros.
A whole segment to Golden Euros.
I told Samson.
Do you know what I'm having for dinner tonight?
Golden Euros.
Golden Euros.
Do you want to open the second envelope?
Yes,
Open the one from Alana.
I mean, honestly, no offense, but Samson's was pretty awesome.
Well, why don't you keep going? You got three more things to open there, Chutz.
Riggs, this is like the best. I feel, and by the way, your gift is sitting in Oak Creek.
I know, like a lot of people, the distribution center.
Tell me what it is.
I do.
This one's from Alana.
Yeah.
I should have saved the best for last, which would have been Alana.
Okay. What did Alana get you? What did she get you?
$20 to Golden Euros!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do you do with $40 to Oakland Euros? Are you going to eat the crap out of some Euros?
This is hysterical.
Go to town on some meat.
You guys got me $40 in golden euros. So
yeah.
Wait, but I still have a... Wait, okay.
Yeah, there's
so
one more envelope to open up.
Yeah. Let me open the third one.
Open up the third envelope, please.
Okay, this one.
Yeah.
This one is from Riggs.
This is from me, yes.
No way. If this
is
another golden euros gift,
well,
I might cry.
Smack my behind and call me.
Yeah!
Call me lamb's meat. Call me tzatziki sauce.
In gyros.
That's right. That is right. Now.
Riggs, you got me $60 in gyros.
That is, technically, it's a unofficial membership to the Euro of the Month Club for 6 months. That's a Euro a month for 6 months.
This will last a week. And by the way, I love it that I won't need cash when I go.
Exactly.
Because I have gift certificates.
That's exactly why I did it
and
for you.
And you supported local.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you that, Riggs.
Now, the last gift, I'm going to play one song here.
Okay.
And this is the best one, I really feel like.
Okay.
I feel like this is going to be, it's
okay, I'm
well,
scared.
It's heartfelt, I feel like. I made this myself.
You did?
I made this myself.
You little artist,
I did, and I want you to open it next on the radio.
Okay.
And read it out loud next.
Oh, God.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. So to recap, it's gift exchange day. Unfortunately, some people's gifts get stuck in limbo. That's fine. That happens.
I checked, and unfortunately, Riggs, your gift is still sitting in Oak Creek at the distribution center.
And as we found out yesterday on the show, you're not alone with that, because so many people with the influx of packages have packages waiting. Because I found out the Germantown Postmaster General sent me a message on Facebook and said the reason they're so backed up is because of COVID and they're short-staffed at the big Oak Creek Distribution Center, which is where all the incoming mail has to go through.
Right.
Like, it's all routed through there.
Right,
so they
right.
Every time they get a huge shipment out, they get a whole crap ton back in. So it's like...
So they can't...
It's like trying to plug the Titanic in the bottom of it. You can't right now.
Just
packages keep coming in. So we just did our gift exchange. It's okay that mine didn't arrive, but I wanted to make sure we had something to give on the air.
Okay, this is so cool. I got $60 in euros to golden euros in Stalas.
Yep.
You got Owen and Hudson, some Bigfoot hunter thing.
No, not just something. I got them an official Bigfoot research kit so they can...
I got them an official...
So that they can continue the quest for old Squatchy Pants, because he's out there, Bigfoot, he is.
Whatever you say, Riggs.
And now, the final gift.
I can open the final one now?
Yes. Now, I would like for you to hang this somewhere. I want this to be displayed somewhere.
He wants me to hang it up.
This has to be displayed somewhere.
Am I going
to
break it if I...
No, you're not going to break it.
What is it, Riggs?
I want you to read what is there that I've printed out for you. Congratulations.
Certificate of Achievement.
Yes.
This acknowledges that Allie Faith has successfully completed the year 2020 without murdering anyone, losing your sanity, or completely drowning your emotions in alcohol or drugs.
Yep.
Signed by Riggs, future PhD.
Yes.
Woo!
Congratulations.
I graduated from 2020.
That is a certificate for making it through the year.
Riggs,
and what is? And
can you make me some more of these? I want to give these to everyone
absolutely.
I know. This is hysterical.
And do you see what's on the bottom? There's two official seals. The official seals of 2020.
Oh, the December 2020 seal. And the other seal is a dumpster fire.
Exactly.
With the year 2020 on
it. Yes, because that's what 2020 was.
It
a dumpster
fire.
It is
amazing I made it without... killing anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to say that, but let's just say it.
I said it out loud, and I put it on a freaking certificate right there, so congratulations.
Riggs, this is hysterical.
There you go. Merry Christmas. And it's not Christmas. It's not Christmas theme, because you're Jewish. I didn't want it to be a Christmas theme thing. So.
Whatever. You know, I don't...
I know.
You know, I just kind of roll with all the
holidays.
Had
I been here last week, I would have gotten you 8 Hanukkah gifts.
Okay, well, listen, fine. But I'm not going to tell you what's sitting in Oak Creek at the distribution center.
Why not?
For you until you'll get it on the 4th, because that's when I come back. But let me just say this. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can I give you a hint of what it has to do with?
Please.
And I'll leave you with this.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait till the 4th. It has to do with This Is Us. Have a great holiday. I'll see you on the 4th.
What? This Is Us.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
I know. And now you can't see it till I get back.
And you said what day? On the 4th?
The Monday the 4th, when everybody comes back.
That's amazing, because Tuesday the 5th
is
when that's when it returns. So it's kismet.
I'm telling you.
It's meant to be.
It has to do with This Is Us, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Now my heart is fluttering, because I can't wait to talk about the Pearson family.
Well, they're coming back on the 5th.
They are. Thank
Not
you.
Not before I come on the 4th.
Happy holidays. Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Friggs and Allie, good morning. It's like 7:45-ish. This is the commercial-free hour. We just did our on-air gift exchange, which, I mean, you can't see anything.
Yes, I'm putting it up on Instagram, actually, right now, okay. If you want to go look.
Thank you. Allie Faith 1 on the Instagram.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm like, thank you so much, first of all.
Of course.
Because this was like way more than I expected.
Well, 2020 was a crap year.
It was.
And I wanted to finish with a bang. I'm not going to see you for the rest of the year because you're burning out the rest of your vacation
I'll
time.
I'll see you next year, Rick.
See you next year.
So yeah, you got me $60 in euros.
Yep. You love
which
that.
Which is like...
I did the math.
It's one of the best gifts I've ever gotten, Riggs, and I don't want to insult anyone, but it's like right up there with the salami bouquet.
Ah, nice.
You remember that?
Because I know how much that gift meant to you, and I'm glad that I'm up there.
This might mean more. I mean, $60 in euros?
I figured about $8 or $9 per euro plus tax, and I was like, that'll be six. That's one a month for 6 months. That'll get you through June. That'll get you through the winter, the darkness.
You got my kids a Bigfoot Hunter game, and then you got me the Certificate of Achievement, which I have I wanted to ask you something on the air because it's a certificate of achievement. You framed it, which is hysterical. I'm leaving it at the station, in my office. I don't really have an office, but like if I did, I'm leaving it in the studio. And it says certificate of achievement that acknowledges that Allie Faith has successfully completed the year 2020 without murdering anyone, losing your sanity, or completely drowning your emotions in alcohol or drugs.
Uh-huh.
And it has signed by Riggs.
Yeah.
So, did you, I assume when I saw this that you printed this off like a website, because I said, Riggs, I want to give this to everyone I know. This is hysterical.
It's a great gift.
Did you print this?
I made that myself.
If
you have Microsoft Office.
You made this?
Which if anybody has Microsoft Office, I'm going to tell you right now. You can go and they have templates where all you have to do is search for a template.
Okay.
I just searched for completion.
Sounds like work.
I just searched certificate. And it's all there for you. I just had to plug in your name. And plug in the little lines that I wanted.
It even said the 2020, or you added that?
No, I added the 2020.
Okay, because that was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I added in the 2020.
Well, you're right.
I added in my own words.
No. What was it? Microsoft what?
Microsoft Word.
Yeah, see, that would be bad if you went in and they had that template already that says you didn't murder anyone this year.
Or
drown in alcohol or drugs. So yes, Riggs made it. So I was
going to ask you. You've got to put your own little creative flair in there, but
this is great. I mean, this is really creative, and you know what else? It's cheap as hell.
That's exactly why I did it, because if you can't get someone a gift, like I know a lot of people struggle for money sometimes, and you want to get someone something, you could make something goofy like this. You know what that cost me to make? Nothing.
90 cents.
That was, you know what was in that picture frame? What used to be in that frame that you're holding right now?
Something you don't need anymore?
It was a picture of me with Justin Guarini. promise you.
What's funny is it was still framed.
I was looking for a frame. I went, what's this? I don't need this picture of Justin Guarini. Allie's getting this frame, so it costs me nothing.
Great.
And you can do something like this for somebody super cheap. Make something like that.
I'm going to post this. You know what? I'm posting it right now. I'll post
it on
the
Kiss
Facebook and the Kiss Instagram.
Do it. 103.7 Kiss FM.
And see how it looks.
It's so easy to make. Congratulations on making it through 2020.
Yeah.
You did it. We all did it.
Hey, thanks for the gift.
If somebody loves Christmas so much in Wisconsin, it's illegal. Literally illegal, Allie. Literally. Somebody broke the law.
What happened?
This happened here in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure where because it's from the Wisconsin State Patrol Facebook page. Mm-hmm. When they pulled over somebody driving down the highway with Christmas lights all over his car.
Dude, I saw this on the news.
Completely covered in Christmas lights.
Was it a Mustang?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like a Mustang.
Yeah.
And the guy had it. And the lights must have been battery operated or connected to his car.
Got to be connected to his car battery or something in his car.
Covered
100%.
In Christmas lights. Yeah. I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Where was that again?
That was, it just says Wisconsin State Patrol. So it doesn't say exactly where.
I can't remember what city it was in, but it was not here. It was like in Green Bay-ish. Because I know people are going to be like, where?
State Patrol, yes. But they pulled him over because his whole car covered in Christmas lights, top to bottom, left to right, everything. It was ridiculous. Because the law bans any color other than white or amber on the front of your car.
Uh-huh.
So you can have white lights, obviously, for your headlights.
Uh-huh.
Or like those yellowish lights like you see on the top of trucks sometimes on the hood.
Like a tow truck.
Yeah, like a tow truck, like those. But anything else you need like a permit for, like if you're an emergency vehicle or a police officer or a government issued vehicle.
You can't just put lights on your car and drive around. It's illegal. I get it.
So they let the guy off with a warning.
Okay.
And appreciated his creativity. But I thought it was funny. funny because I've always wondered what would happen.
The car looked pretty cool, but yeah. I get why it would be distracting for somebody on the road. It's kind of like when there's an accident and everybody looks and then another accident happens. It's like that with Christmas lights on a car. You're like,
you get somebody on the other side that's like watching, totally rowing it on. Yeah, it's not safe.
Think about this.
Safe.
Imagine me driving through country Christmas or the Christmas Carnival of Lights at 60 miles an hour. That would be hard, wouldn't it?
Absolutely,
so
it would.
So that's kind of the equivalent to this.
So, moral of the story, don't cover your car in Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. It is illegal, but they appreciate the enthusiasm for Christmas, right? 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, it's Riggs and Allie. How you feeling? All right?
No, I'm checked out.
I know, tomorrow, this is your last day for the year.
I'm checked out. What does everyone feel this time of year at work? Checked the hell out. That's what we are, man.
The feeling of burning the rest of your vacation time.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, for real, and you're the perfect person to talk to this about, Riggs, because you actually have an answer to this annoying question, and most people don't.
Okay.
But... yeah. I've decided there's one question I want people to stop asking me on dating apps. In fact, I want you to stop asking me all around.
Okay, what's the question?
So, what do you do in your free time? Enough with that question. Okay.
Such a small talky question.
Nobody has any cool hobbies, but there are people like Riggs who skydive.
Hey, I jump out of airplanes for fun.
That's fascinating.
But that's not the only thing I do for fun, though.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Okay. And if someone says, Riggs, what do you do for fun? You say,
I skydive. I jump out of airplanes.
Well, that's interesting. Tell me more. Now ask me,
what do you do for fun in your free time?
I scroll on my phone. Anything else you want to know?
Do you read books? Do you draw? Do you hike? Do you exercise?
I exercise. I adult color. And I watch a lot of reality TV. This is why I don't want anyone to ever ask me what I do in my free time. It's horrible, and it never sounds good unless you have a hobby like you do, Riggs.
I disagree. Now, is it just because of 2020, you think?
No. I felt this way last year on Tinder when people would be like, what do you do for fun? I'm like, fun? That's why I'm on Tinder. I'm looking for fun. That's the problem here,
right?
People. Hello? If my life was so exciting, I wouldn't be on here.
Well,
but I just don't have an answer to that question that would please anyone or myself. If I could say I'm skydiving, I would feel good about that answer. But when people go, what do you do in your free time? I'm like, well, when I find it, nothing that productive. But thanks for asking.
You can't find any of your hobbies? Like, what's something you did growing up? Think of back before.
Now. I'm an adult. Well, if I don't do
something
it anymore.
Something you enjoyed at one point, you would certainly enjoy when you're older.
I love music. I mean, I listen to a lot of music. But to me, that's just something I do.
That's a hobby right there. You love listening to music. Why is that not a hobby?
But I do that when I'm busy, too. So that technically, that's not a free time activity.
Right.
And I also don't like answering. I like to go to concerts and festivals because even though I do, we do that for work.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How about twist the question like this? If you had unlimited funds and resources, what would you do right now? Anything right now to make you happy, what would it be?
At this moment?
At this moment right now.
I would get, and I wouldn't get COVID, I'd be safe.
Yes, to COVID and money, everything
year.
Is off the air. Everything's perfect.
I would get on a plane, and I would fly to the Caribbean or Tahiti or something,
there
and
you go.
I'd
you
lay on the beach.
Then
you
now,
know what I meant.
There's your answer to that question. You enjoy traveling, clearly.
Yeah,
you just told me that right there.
How do you say that in 2020? I enjoy traveling.
You've traveled before.
I travel a ton.
You will travel in the future.
I will, but it's just
so. Why not talk about that?
Fine. So
there's your hobby.
I should say traveling.
Well, that sounds like
you got that. You came up with an idea for me, though. That sounds good.
Well, because anything right now, you're thinking restrictive. You're thinking COVID. You're thinking money. You're thinking you have kids. You're thinking you can't do anything. You got to remove all that when somebody asks you that question.
Yes,
that's what they want to know.
Fair, I guess.
When you strip it down to the core, that's what it is. You enjoy traveling, don't you?
Yes, I do. I love it how you're like, don't you?
Well, you do, though.
I love traveling.
So look, your face just lit up like a Christmas tree when you said
traveling.
That.
I love traveling. It makes me all dreamy.
So think about like your trip. So there's your starting point right there. It doesn't have to be skydiving, jumping out of an airplane. Why isn't it? Talk about a trip that you've done. A cool trip that you've done.
When somebody says, what do you like to do in your free time? It makes me cringe because I don't have anything good to say.
Well, now you do.
I just don't. It's like... I just would sound, I mean, if every mom, if not every, if a majority of moms said what they did in their free time, like, no. I hide from my kids with the donuts in the bathroom.
Yes.
I hide from my, I mean, yesterday my kids were screaming at each other in the basement and I could hear all of it. Yeah. And what did I do? Nothing. Yeah. I sat there and I go, knock it off. Because I was so sick of playing the freaking referee, man. I just like, whatever.
Right?
Over it. So well, that I'm a referee as
so
well.
So what do other people say when you get that asked that question? What do other people say for their hobbies?
Well, they only ask it if they have a cool hobby like you.
They don't have to have a cool hobby. We've just determined that, though.
You're right. But there's other things. Nobody asks that. And like, it would be someone like you who's a skydiver who can say, well, I do this and this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will say this. As we're talking about questions I hate, people said, everyone's writing the same thing. Well, then that's your answer. Everyone's saying the same thing you're saying in our text messages. 414-799-1037. It's just too much pressure for me to ask me what we do in our free time because I don't know.
What do you do in your free time? What do other people do then?
Why do people ask that?
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text
us.
Who
has a good answer for that?
I do it, and now you do too. We both do.
I like to travel.
You do.
Except I can't right now.
I know. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Stop.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM is what that adds up to.
By the way, our texts are hysterical, and I feel so bad. People were calling in, and something's going on with our phones. You can try to call in again, but this lady I was talking to got totally disconnected. I did not hang up on you, girlfriend. I don't know what happened, but 414-799-1037.
So you were just talking about the question that you hate getting asked.
Hate it.
Online dating and in person.
Yep. Either one. I don't care who asked me, but I don't want anyone to ever ask me again. What do you do in your free time?
Right? To which I tried to help you get an answer for.
I said, unless I'm a skydiver like Riggs, I don't have anything fascinating to say to that.
Yeah.
And I hate that question because there's no good answer and you would be horrified. So then I started reading your texts.
Yeah.
People are funny, dude.
414-799-1037. What are they saying?
They said, my hobbies include online shopping, reality TV, and getting drunk.
I hated
that question when I was online dating because I don't have cool hobbies either.
Yeah.
So other people get it. And somebody else texted in and said, Allie, I literally felt the same way when people asked me that.
Yeah.
There's no good answer. It's like I would have to say, I scroll my phone.
Yeah.
I watch bad TV. I yell at my kids. Like,
that's what you do for fun. Good morning.
Fun.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this? Hello.
Hello, Kiss
Hi,
FM.
This is Stacey.
Are you the one I hung up on?
I am. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't you. It was us. It was our terrible phone company.
It wasn't me. I'm so happy you're back.
I blame my phone. I have AT&T.
Okay. Fair. Do you get this question a lot?
100%. I am with you because I'm actually like a 100% single mom. So legit, like no time with his dad at all.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
When I have free time, my mom's like, oh, why don't you clean your house? No.
Wait.
I'm not going to clean my house.
That's not a...
I'm going to do something stupid, like watch Gossip Girl for an hour.
Right! Yeah. Or get really drunk with some dude you met and then never...
What's your name again?
Stacy.
Stacy.
I was joking.
Stacy, let me ask you a question. Let's say one I asked Allie. If money was no object, there's no COVID, this is like a completely blank slate, you could do anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
Anything.
What would you do? What would you buy?
Anything.
Where would you go? Who would you talk to? What would you do? Anything right now. You don't have a job.
That's like an impossible question
it's
to
not,
ask,
though.
But no, it's
not,
though.
I literally cannot separate my life from my child.
Well, I pretended like my children didn't exist when I answered it.
Okay, if we're pretending like children don't exist.
And you can if you want to. That's fine.
I shouldn't have done that, huh?
Yeah. So what would it be?
I would definitely travel, but I have not traveled since my son was conceived.
Okay.
Been there. Done that too, sister.
Was he conceived during a travel trip?
That's the worst.
Was he conceived whilst traveling?
I can't say like oh, I love to travel because I don't travel.
Okay.
I haven't gone out of state in over a year.
Right.
But even before that, it's been a really long time.
Okay.
That's so funny. Stacy, I'm with
so
you.
Boring.
No. I think that's what she just said it. In a nutshell, it makes you feel boring. Even if you're not, it just makes you feel. It makes me feel like a loser. I can't speak for her because it's like, what do you?
Why?
She agrees because they're going. What do you do in your free time? And you're like, I don't do anything.
Is
that
it because
would impress
you're,
you or be productive?
Is it because
I
you're?
My brain calm down.
Yes.
I have a kid singing in the back. I'm eating my boogers.
I have a kid
that's
singing.
Awesome.
I'm eating my boogers. Men would love that.
That's what I do.
Right.
Dating is impossible. I'm telling
it
you.
Is.
Like, if you can actually talk to a guy who doesn't talk about sex within the first 5 minutes.
Oh, God, yes.
I am clapping because she's on. And if these guys, I can only say it so many times on the air for these dummies, Stacey.
Oh, and
stop
should, like,
bringing up sex in the first
obvious,
5 seconds.
Oh, your boobs are huge. Yeah, thanks. I didn't realize that.
They're so stupid.
Stacey,
you're getting me. You're triggering me because you know how I feel about this. Like, guys would get laid so much more if they just shut up about it.
They would.
How about that?
Absolutely.
How about you court us?
Like,
court me for a damn day, and then maybe you'll get some.
Sex with you.
Take me somewhere, and then maybe we'll talk about it.
Go completely opposite. Don't even mention sex. Pretend like it doesn't exist. Pretend like it doesn't exist.
It's impossible to do that, though. It's
not impossible. Nothing's impossible. Don't you say that.
Briggs, some things are. Hey, Stacey's getting text. Stacey's getting text.
Is she now? Look at this.
Stacey, somebody texted in and said, I feel you, Stacey. I have my daughter 100% of the time, too, so my breaks are used relaxing and nothing else.
Yes.
But why
and
does
then
the...
Somebody once said to me, they're like, what do you do for fun? Like, just normally. And I'm like, well, my son likes to go on the streetcar down from Milwaukee, so we drive on the streetcar all day.
We find little outings for the kids.
Yeah.
I think Riggs texted in, though.
Why?
They said, oh, no, it's not Riggs, but it should be. My free time is spent watching cartoons and wondering why I had a kid.
Yes!
I don't have kids. I don't know what that's like.
I know, but that's what you would say.
That's exactly what I would say.
Decision there, Riggs.
I know, right? I stopped at zero.
That
but why do you
hysterical.
Guys feel boring, though? Like, that makes me feel bad that you feel boring.
Because we don't...
Is it because you see things on social media where other people are doing things and you think that you should be doing something?
Yes,
it's because we put our child first. So that
what's,
sure
and what's
that
wrong
are
with
happy and well-rounded versus putting ourselves first?
Because Riggs, I'll tell you what's wrong. Stacey and I can fill in these gaps together. What's wrong with that, Riggs? Is it's not sexy when you're online telling them you take.
But you
care
just
of your
told us not to
time.
Talk about sex, so we're not trying to be sexy, right?
I'm just saying.
You women are talking in circles right
no,
now.
No, we're not because if
don't
you
bring up
ask
sex,
me,
but I'm not sexy. So isn't that good if you're not sexy? Because
okay,
then we're not thinking
attractive.
You're sexy.
How's that?
No, you have, there's like ways you can just like get it out without being like, hey, I want to have sex with you.
Yeah, you can flirt without being sexual. That's right. Yes.
Some guys are not good at that, though.
Most
no.
of them
know.
Aren't because I've dealt with them on Tinder. They're awful. But that's a whole other story.
You gotta be clever about it.
Most of them are disgusting.
All right.
But not
oh my
all.
God, I hate Tinder.
Yes.
It depends on the day. Like right now, I got a lot of hot ones on the bench, girl. But
right,
call me in
right.
a week and they'll be all, I won't have any hot ones sitting there. It's like up and down with Tinder because somebody finds somebody and then they go off for a minute and then they come back on when they break up and then they go off. And so you're like, people rotate in and out, Riggs. I swear to God.
That sounds exhausting.
It is.
You need to make a dating, like, do online dating with, like,
with what?
Setting people up from Kiss FM, like different listeners, and then have them do a virtual date.
Oh, you know what?
That's a great idea.
This is a great idea, but. Well,
our legal department
our legal
would shoot that down in a second. They would be like, no way.
Yeah.
Way too liable.
And do you know why?
Because you guys have done crazy stuff like that.
I know
did.
We have.
Like, before,
used to.
Stacey, before we had a legal department.
Yeah, we got this high-powered legal team from Philadelphia that's like, you know, putting the big cramper on all our
dude,
style.
Stacey, corporate calls and we just go, sorry, nothing here.
New phone, who dis?
New phone.
Don't
who's
know
this?
Nothing.
Stacey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate the conversation with you.
Yeah, and I agree. And I just want to say, like, answering back what I do is changing diapers and yelling at my kids. It's not that attractive. So
somebody,
I don't want to say that's what I do in my free time.
Somebody texted in, moms.
It's not what you do, like,
it's
when
not.
You don't have kids.
That's right.
Someone said moms have to schedule free time so it doesn't feel like free time because
that's
you have to schedule it. But that's okay because you should schedule you time even if you are a mom.
I feel bad for her, though, because she has her kid all the time, like most parents. Listen to me. She has a kid all the time. Like, could you imagine if I didn't get divorced?
Sure.
I'd be horrified. I'd be like, I have a kid all the time?
Just put your kid on a leash and tie him up out back and you'll be fine.
Wait, this kid thing is all the time?
This is a full-time thing? What did I sign up for? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. 9:30 almost. So what is something? Maybe it's a song or a movie that anytime you come across it, you will finish it regardless. I think this happens a lot around the holidays because there's so many good Christmas movies on.
Right.
Like if you have Home Alone that's on, maybe it's like a random channel or something and I come across it.
Like Freeform.
Right. Freeform.
Or Lifetime. It wouldn't be on Lifetime. It plays a lot of movies right
now.
Yeah,
or AMC or whatever. And I come across it. It could be in the scene where they're running through the airport. I will finish it to the end.
You'll keep watching.
It could be at the part where the wet bandits are trying to break into Kevin McAllister's house, and I will finish it from there to the end. Every time. It could be at the end.
Yeah.
When they're rushing back from Paris, and they're on the boat, the thing with John Candy. On the she's in the back of the truck going back to Milwaukee.
Don't you do this, like with everything?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'm just thinking about you, like, finishing to the end.
Yes.
And I'm just not good at that because I get so... I get ADHD, distracted. For Christ's sake. I mean, I literally can't stick to anything anymore.
Right.
But yeah, before, I do that with music more than movies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of white people, when this starts, they have to listen to it all the way through. Like, it would be almost sacrilegious for me to stop this song right now. But I will.
And then Laguna Beach played it, and a whole new generation found out who Journey was.
Yep. And then Glee redid it.
And a whole new generation found out who... Well, they didn't find out. They thought it was a Glee song.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Glee song. No, that was Journey.
That's so funny. Oh, I know what I was going to say about you, Riggs.
What's
You're
that?
Very much like this with... Aren't you like this with This Is Us?
Oh, my God,
because
yes.
Because I told somebody the other day, no, you don't understand. Riggs, like, watches it.
In
like
real
live.
Time.
That's
yes.
what I said. I go, he watches it
yeah.
live. Who uh-huh. does that anymore? And they go, really?
I do. And if I don't, I'll wake up early the next morning, super early, and watch it because I don't want the spoilers.
So
and I want to know what happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'll finish it to the end every time.
It's
every
hysterical.
Time. Another movie, Mrs. Doubtfire. Remember
oh, I love
Mrs.
That
Doubtfire?
Movie. Mm-hmm.
Great
mm-hmm.
movie. Again, any point, I could turn on that movie and just completely finish it. Doesn't matter where
but
it's at.
It would be so corny now at
of
the end
it would.
Where they're like, listen, honey, mommy and I love each other.
Right.
And really, it's like, we want to kill each other, but really, we love each other.
Yeah, they really do.
Your mom thinks I'm a loser, but we're divorced, but we're getting along.
But your dad dressed up as a woman and pretended to be a 60-year-old nanny.
Your dad's a moron, but we're great.
Right. And everything's fine now, even though we tried to murder my now boyfriend. Remember that? You tried to murder him.
That you know
he
what?
Tried to kill Pierce Brosnan at the end of that movie.
As a single mom who got divorced, Pierce Brosnan doesn't show up when you get divorced, for the record.
No, he doesn't.
But thanks for making me think that, Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay.
The rich guy shows up with his Mercedes.
I mean, it's literally the dream, and then it's not real, you know?
No.
Get the hell out of here.
So any movie or song that no matter where it's at, you'll always finish it. What is it?
We should look at our texts. I'm
414-799-1037. Oh. You can call or you can text to that number.
Somebody
yeah.
said they have to watch Step Brothers.
Oh, yes.
And Law and Order.
So much room for activities.
Law and Order SVU, which I'm only okaying because you need to find out the end so you know what happened
yeah.
at a crime show. Like, it's like the whole point of
Absolutely.
The whole thing. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You can't check out and not. It's like watching Dateline and missing the last 10 minutes. Like, you
right.
need to know the end,
uh-huh.
you know?
Unless it's Unsolved Mysteries, you don't have to finish that to the end because they never solve them. It's in the title. 414-799-1037. A movie or a song. That
Harry
you,
Potter.
You always have to finish.
Harry
there you go.
Harry Potter movies. That's a good one. Somebody
that's a good one, too.
In.
We'll read your text and take your calls next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's something that you always have to finish no matter when you pick up in it. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's a song. You can always call. Mm-hmm. Or you can text us at 414-799-1037. Do we have good text?
We have a ton of texts.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They say things like, my name is Jake.
Yeah.
I always have to finish a Lord of the Rings movie if I see one on, and any Grateful Dead song if I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Even if in the middle of the store. See, I won't stop in the store to hear a song.
Oh, God.
I'll go out to my car and play it.
Jake will sit there in the lobby or in the vestibule just mm-hmm. to finish the song out. I threw this up on the Kiss FM Facebook page. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of 90s stuff. Stuff in here, like people saying,
really?
Shawshank Redemption. Remember that movie? The Notebook?
Yep. The Notebook, I love.
Mm-hmm.
I love.
Monica said, the song that I always have to finish no matter when is Baby Got Back.
Oh my God.
Right?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Right?
You other brothers.
Another song that you need to finish. At any point when you pick up this song, you got to finish it all the way through.
Actually, I'm going to write down a request. I want you to play. It's my last day before. I leave for the holiday.
Oh, that's right.
You know what
You're
I want to
hear. You're burning out your vacation time.
I'm going to request one song for after we talk here. You better play it, and you better know what it is. Can you read that, or do I need to write it bigger?
Yeah,
I
think so.
I'll write it bigger.
Is it a Christmas theme song?
Yes,
right.
But it's one everybody likes.
All right.
I'll read the text while you pull that up, because I know you
okay.
know what I want to hear.
I know what you want to hear.
You know, yeah, that's right.
Yep,
put it
there
in,
you go. There
Somebody
you
texted in.
Don't ever say that again.
Oh, God.
It was gross.
That's such a dude guy thing to go that way. I didn't think about you sexually when I said that, okay?
Well, any guy here's put it in and he thinks about a toaster.
God.
He thinks about putting bread in a toaster, Allie.
Damn it. Okay, so Dirty Dancing, Jurassic Park,
absolutely.
The Grinch,
yep.
16 Candles, those are some of the ones, and Bridesmaids, which I have to turn off Bridesmaids when Melissa McCarthy's having the bathroom scene. It grosses me the hell out.
Part.
That's disgusting.
It's burning.
That's
it's
disgusting.
Burning. Kim on our Facebook page said Elf. I can always finish that movie no matter what.
It's
Elf,
a great movie.
Which we introduced that movie to my wife's mother, and she had never seen it before
mm-hmm.
and laughed so
hysterical.
Hard at that film. Watching
my
old
parents love that movie.
Yes.
It's hysterical. musical.
Anybody can watch that movie.
It's all ages funny, which
Everybody.
Is hard to do if you can be fair about it. I mean,
yeah, absolutely can. Courtney said Uptown Girls. Remember Uptown Girls with Brittany Murphy?
Yeah. Wait, that's your pick, girlfriend?
That's her pick.
Come on.
That's Courtney's pick.
I got to read this text.
Go ahead.
No matter how full I am, I have to finish meals from a restaurant.
I love you right there. I don't know who texted
that.
If you would have also said mashed potatoes, I would accept that as well.
You're going to play it for me?
I am.
Thanks,
listen to
Riggs.
It all the way through.
Woo!
It's Christmas. Ooh. 103.7, Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Good morning.
All right. So this is the last time
this
we'll talk for the rest of the year.
Thanks for my gifts.
Hey, you're welcome.
I got $60 in euros this
yes.
year. Gyros. I'm going to eat them well.
Uh-huh.
From Golden
uh-huh.
Euros. Thank you, Riggs.
I got a present for your boys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is a Bigfoot research kit.
Yeah,
so they can continue to look for Bigfoot.
I was mad at you about that because you keep putting hope in them. Bigfoot's
yeah.
out there and he's not.
Well, but Bigfoot
okay.
keeps putting hope in me by eluding the public. So blame Bigfoot because he's out there, man.
And then I got a certificate of achievement for
making it through the year.
Making it through the year, and it's fantastic. And it's on our Kiss FM Facebook and Instagram if you want to see it.
I've had several people reach out to me on my Facebook page asking if I would make one for them now. I think I should make an Etsy shop now.
Riggs,
it could be Etsy. I could be an Etsy shop.
Those things cost nothing. You could literally
nothing.
Sell a framed certificate of achievement, and I would pay you like $10 for that.
I might start up a store. I might just sell them. Why not?
Oh my God.
What's a fair price for that? What would you pay for that?
If I didn't know you made it on your own computer in 5
yes.
seconds?
Yeah. What would you think I paid for that?
I saw it on like a site?
Yeah.
$15 to $20 at least.
Really?
If it was going to be personalized. Just because I'm dumb enough to not know I could do it on my own. See what I mean?
I might
so
hang up
I
my
would pay for it.
I might hang up my headphones and start an Etsy business then. That's the case.
Riggs, where did Riggs go? Well, everyone.
Started an Etsy
big
business.
Big announcement today. Riggs is killing it on Etsy. Let me tell you.
Yeah. I learned something about you. Don't ask Allie, what do you do in your free time? She's sick of that question. She's
Don't
sick
ever
of it.
Ask me.
She's sick of it.
Because there's no answer.
Nope.
And as we learned from our listeners, nobody does anything cool in their free time except Riggs, who skydives.
That's me.
Other than that, all I do is things that I don't want to tell you about. Scroll my phone. Yell at my kids.
Yep.
Hide from them. What do you want to know? What
you should
do I do
start
for fun?
Just inventing fake hobbies that you do. Just make up something.
I should.
Make up something.
Or I should just be like, what do I do for fun? I go out with as many guys as I can like you.
Yes.
And then see what their response is.
I try to sleep with as many people as possible, just like you. What do you do? Well, have a good holiday.
You too,
Riggs. Good new year and everything.
I'll give you your gift when we get back.
Good. I look forward to it.
Yes. All right.
103.7 Kiss FM. But you got to work till noon, though.
I'll be here.
Before you go on vacation. Kiss.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.